Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the Shuckers in the Smokies, game two of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a guy with a three-hit game last night in Darian Miller. Darian, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Javik.
How much fun was last night? Three hits, and you rolled one off the third base bag, too.
Yeah, no, it was a great game. I mean, our hitters are looking really good. We're all heating up at the plate. Pitching staff gave it everything they could, and we're close, but we're looking great. So,
what's it like on the offensive side of things? Because it really feels like you guys as a collective unit have really been heating up over the last couple of games.
Yep, I mean, to start the season, we were hitting a ton of lineouts, getting a little bit unlucky, kind of the way things go in baseball sometimes. But now hits are falling, and we're all looking great at the dish.
What's it like as a collective group when you all start getting hot? Because hitting is the sort of thing where if one guy gets hot, it kind of trickles down the order.
Yeah, but it's 100% contagious, and so that's nice. When someone gets it started, it just keeps on rolling.
What's the kind of talk like in those hitter meetings with hitting coach J.J. Reimer in the group when you guys are starting to get hot, especially coming into this week? Because last time you faced the Smokies, you guys fared really well on the hitting side.
Yep. I mean, J.J.'s the best. He's always getting us fired up. And we just mostly go over the scouting report and kind of what the pitcher's got and he's going to attack us with and come up with a plan from there.
One of the big things to your game this year is getting on base just an absurd rate compared to everybody else. You lead the team in OBP. You're walking almost one every four times you come up to the plate. What's been your approach up at the plate this season?
I've just been super picky this year, just looking for a pitch over the middle of the plate. And when I get it, don't miss it. But when they don't come there, then I take it and just battle two strikes and try to get on.
Is that a new approach this year, or is this something that's been throughout your career?
Throughout my career, I've definitely had it, but I've been doing a lot better job of executing my approach, and I think that's why it's been paying off a little more.
What's helped be able to execute that approach in a big-time way this year?
Definitely my swing. I think some things I've cleaned up with my swing mechanics, and I'm able to see the ball a lot better, just with my head not bouncing around when I'm loading up there.
How much does it help also being a catcher, because you have firsthand experience of where the strike zone is on any given night?
It is nice. You can kind of see with those umpires back there where they're giving it, where it's not, and kind of change your approach depending on that. And with catching, helps me stay locked in for the game. Seeing pitches all night definitely helps.
You've also had an opportunity to bat back in the leadoff spot this year. First time you've done that since 2022. How nice has it been to kind of change it up a little bit, be the catcher batting leadoff?
It's fun to be the catcher leadoff. The only downside is to it, I'm not the best at stealing bases. I'll continue to try to work on that, but it's fun hitting leadoff.
What's it like being in that leadoff spot mindset-wise? Because as a leadoff guy, most of the time it's get on base, which you do very well, and see a lot of pitches, which you also do very well. So how do you apply both of that to batting in the leadoff spot?
Just try not to change too much. Just do what I'm good at and have a good AB to start off the game for the team.
On the flip side of it, you've also been batting in the cleanup spot. What's it been like flipping then, not to the mindset of a guy in the cleanup spot, but batting with a couple guys on every time you're up first time?
Yeah, no, that's definitely not. It's just some good RBI opportunities, but still not trying to change my approach too much and get the next guy up or score on one of those two.
Do you enjoy the ability to kind of work around the lineup, whether it's in the leadoff spot, in the four spot? We've seen you in the five spot. We've really seen you pretty much anywhere Joe Arolt, manager, can put you in the lineup.
Yep, no, it's fun to move around, keeps things fresh, and when things aren't going our way, we can mix it up a little bit, try to get things going.
You've also had an opportunity to work with one of the most talented pitching staffs at this level here in AA, whether it's Shane Smith last night, Jacob Mizorowski tonight, Brett Witrowski, Logan Henderson, Bradley Blaylock, Craig Yoho out of the bullpen, Justin Ager. The list goes on and on and on. How exciting is it for you to be able to work with a staff like that on a day-in, day-out basis?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, all of our pitchers are electric and have just some great stuff, so it's been really fun catching back there and seeing the guys go out there and compete.
How does it make you a better catcher being able to catch guys who throw that much fun stuff?
It definitely makes me be on my game. You know, everyone in our bullpen is really nasty. All of our starters are good, so I really got to lock it in and make sure I'm on my best so that I can support them.
Are there any point in times, because you do have some guys on that staff that have go-to pitches that are just out of this world, is there any time you're putting down a sign in the back of your mind and you're like, oh, this is about to be really fun?
Jacob Mizorowski's fastball, Shane Smith's curveball, Craig Yoho's changeup. All of them. There's so many, too many to count.
Growing up as a kid, you grew up in Clovis, California, not too far away from where the Fresno Grizzlies played, the former AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They are now the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, but you had an opportunity to see Buster Posey, one of the best catchers when you were growing up in Major League Baseball. How fun was the opportunity to get to see him play live in AAA?
It was awesome. I mean, I was a kid out there just getting to go out on the field with my little league team, and I didn't realize it at the moment, but I was watching one of the greatest catchers ever. It was pretty cool. I don't think I took it kind of took it for granted getting to be around that, but still awesome nonetheless.
What's it like now today being the guy running out behind the plate with the Little League teams out in the field, reversing roles from when you were a little kid?
It's really funny to see. I always think back to like kind of like where I came from, where all of us came from, just playing ball at the age of like 8, having a good time.
How special is that for you to be able to see that in the flip side now in your professional career?
It is awesome. It reminds me too, just to make sure I'm having fun with it and playing baseball like it's a game and having fun like a kid.
Hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shocker Smokies coming up next.